Hello, my name is Megan Jenkins, and I'm 41. I'm from Midwestern, the United States. I'm heterosexual, and I've never been married. I've only had a live-in partner for a couple years of my life. I do have a 12-year-old son. My first memories of orgasm were not until I attended a body sex workshop in Canada in my mid-30s, about 5 or 6 years ago. Before that, my first memories, I did have memories of like a sexual sensation or like wanting to hump things. In my childhood and like sexual dreams of like a desire, but no release. But I had no knowledge of orgasm as a kid, and I did not naturally seek it out. I had an eating disorder, and I was not into self-pleasure at all. And I literally knew nothing. I didn't learn anything from my mom. I learned a little bit about sex from the friends, but really nothing. I was pretty ignorant about my period starting. My mom was shameful about those things and awkward. It was kind of a very subtle sense of shame. She was shameful about her past, premarital stuff, shameful about TV stuff, any kind of romantic relationships. My parents had a terrible relationship. I did have my lose my virginity at age 17 and had some very loving male partners, but with the first partners, I never had an orgasm. I guess my first orgasm was during partner sex, but it didn't continue. I didn't really know much about it. And then I started educating myself. I was introduced to Betty Dodson, started educating myself about her, and found a body sex group in Canada to go to, Saskatchewan, Canada. And that's where I learned a lot more. I got my first real vibrator and first learned that it was okay. And just, it was just tons of learning for me. And then from there I started practicing, and that's when I started having my first independent orgasms. And it's just gone uphill from there. Orgasms feel wonderful, amazing, self-nurturing to me. The shame has been minimalized. I've been learning how to make them stronger and different by doing the pelvic rocking technique, learning my own preferences. They are different usually, but always have some of the same underlying qualities, and I feel a very strong release. I do believe that it would be stronger and more intimate with a man. I have a long distance boyfriend, and I've been having better sex than ever. And I'm hoping that he'll move here and that I can have a long-term live-in partner. And I think that I would learn to have even more amazing orgasms with a human being, but will never miss or stop doing it with myself. Let's see. Again, the whole process was just all about self-education and having the resources available. Betty Dodson and her proteges. The body sex group was a total support and tool to know that there's other women out there like that, just to open myself up to new experience and learn about my body and learn that it was natural and that made me feel empowered that I can satisfy myself and not rely on a partner, and that my relationship with myself is so important. Masturbation is so essential. It is a fulfilling part of my life. I can be independent and be satisfied. And also it has helped me learn to have better orgasms with partners. Like I said, my partner orgasms are different. They're not as powerful, and they're something I'm still learning about, but the masturbation has taught me techniques to make them better, to make my vulva stronger and more orgasm-y. As far as telling my younger self, I don't know if I would definitely alter my life experience, because it is what it is. Me teaching myself, I realized the generations of change that how women, just a few generations ago, my grandmother married a man 10 years older than her when she was 18 on a farm, never moved away, had a baby within a year. I can't imagine what those women's experiences were. I feel very lucky to be in this day and age. And I really just embrace Betty's philosophy that pleasure for women can change the world, and changing the dichotomy of sex between men and women can make such a difference. Women taking ownership and of pleasure. I would definitely, if I had a daughter, I would raise her differently. I would teach her, I would educate her and share more with her and not make it shameful. I do have a 12-year-old son, and I'm doing that with him. I'm teaching him not to be ashamed of his body or my body. And, you know, the next few years we're going to be talking about more sexual things. I'm teaching him not to be ashamed and not to be uneducated. I want him to know when other people are talking, what they're talking about. So, I just think Betty's work was amazing and one of the most important work that she could have been doing in our time. And I'm very honored and excited to be part of this project. Thank you.